This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. Christian meditation is a time to stop and relax and refocus and re-narrate your life. To begin, lie flat on your back, if you can, otherwise sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms, and close your eyes, if you can, and take in a deep breath in through your nose. Try to send the air deep into your belly. And as you breathe out, have your out-breath be longer than your in-breath, and focus your mind on feeling your body from within. Each time you breathe in, try to breathe in through your nose if you can, sending the air deep into your belly. Slow, deep breath. And every time you breathe out, focus your mind on feeling your body relax, letting the muscles all throughout your body release a little bit more with each out-breath. Each out-breath being longer than your in-breath. And you're getting a slow rhythm of breathing going. Focusing your mind on the air coming in through your nose, deep into your belly, and breathing out and feeling your body no longer having to hold yourself up, letting go, dropping, releasing. Each out-breath a little bit more, you're feeling the sensation of relaxation all throughout your body. The sense of your muscles dropping toward the ground. Using your imagination to almost feel your body fall, every cell in your body falling like water. Letting go. And you're feeling that sensation in your face, your cheeks, your jaw. Letting go of tightness around your eyes, your scalp, back of your head. Each out-breath, you're focusing on releasing tension in your neck, your shoulders. You're imagining your body falling like liquid. Every muscle in your body dropping. You're letting go of holding yourself up. Your face, your shoulders, your abdomen. Every muscle releasing tension and tightness. Letting go of clenched muscles all throughout your body, your back, your hips, your pelvic floor muscles. Remembering to breathe in deeply through your nose, deep breath into your belly, slow rhythm of breathing, and your out-breath being longer than your in-breath. Let your legs just feel heavy, lying there, falling toward the ground. Feeling your arms just lying there, holding nothing, carrying nothing. You're going nowhere. You're just sitting, laying, and letting every muscle in your body relax. Relax. Let go. Feel your body from within, letting go. as you're focusing your mind on feeling your body relax, also put part of your attention toward this verse in the Old Testament, actually three verses, Psalm 105, verse 3. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He has done. That phrase, glory in His holy name, is telling us to glory, to let shine in our heart, to have this sense that glory is our narrative, not shame. Glory is our narrative, not despair. Even if you're going through a time where life is hard, there's a sense in which you can have this glorying in God's name, His holy name. His name is Yahweh, the ancient Hebrew verb for He is. And what it came to mean in the Old Testament, when God defined His name, there are at least four things that, when you think of His holy name, these things should come to mind. That He is the source of all existence. He calls Himself, I am. He is. He is the essence of all that is. He is the source of all that exists. Nothing exists that He hasn't made, and nothing exists that He doesn't sustain its existence right now, moment by moment. All existence comes from Him everywhere in the universe. So, glorying in His holy name means that the One who is the source of all existence has redefined your life. It doesn't seem like that because we live in a Genesis 3 world, but we also live in a world that Jesus has come. God has become human and died on the cross and risen from the dead. So right now you can remember, as He says in verse 5, you can be mindful of, you can meditate on the wondrous works that He has done. Glory comes into your life. Glory is felt into your body. Glory is what narrates your life because of the wonderful works, the wondrous works that He has already done. He's already died for you. He's already risen from the dead and already begun the new creation that's going to be glory. You're going to be resurrected to a body of glory forever. A body of power, a body of beauty, a body without sin, without shame, without death, without disease, without brokenness. So that reality of what He has already done can redefine your life now. It does redefine your life, and it can redefine your life in how you see your body, feel your body, sense who you are, and sense what your life is all about. This is what your life is about. Glory. In His holy name. He is the source of all that exists, and He's the giver of all life. He is forever, eternally God. And He is always 100% present with you, without being any less present anywhere else, because He is infinite. The God that created this universe, the God that is the essence of all that exists, He's the source of all that exists, is present with you right now in this moment. And you can glory, you can shine in His holy name. So it says, glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek Yahweh, who seek the I Am, rejoice. Dallas Willard defines joy as a pervasive sense of well-being. It's not this happy-clappy thing where we're always pretending we're happy, because we're not. Life is hard sometimes. Sometimes we have to weep and cry, we feel pain, we grieve. But in every moment, we can also have this second story that we know is the greater story, ultimately. And we can have this pervasive sense of well-being, even in hard times, times of pain. We can glory in His holy name, and our hearts can rejoice, because we know the last word is joy. The last word is resurrection and restoration of all things and joy. So we can seek His presence continually. He is with us 100% in every moment. We can be mindful of His presence continually, as verse 4 says, because we remember, we're mindful of the wondrous works He's already done. So right now, take a deep breath in through your nose, sending the air deep into your belly. And as you breathe out, use your biblically guided imagination to feel you are glorying right now in God's holy name, the God who has created the entire universe is with you 100%, and you can rejoice in Him because of the wondrous works that He has done. Feel that into your body, this confidence, glory replacing shame, joy replacing despair and hopelessness, fear and worry. You can rejoice, because glory is your ultimate narrative because of the work that He has already done. This is re-narrating your life according to God's word and using your biblically guided imagination to feel that reality into your body right now. Every muscle able to relax in a calm confidence. Your story is glory. Your story is joy. Your story is God's presence continually, right now in this moment, because of the wondrous works that He has done.
Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. It really does help. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Look for new episodes each Tuesday and Thursday morning.